now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Hi, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Here is the video of the day. It's a parody public service announcement warning of the dangers of selfie sticks, poking fun at the entire selfie fad. It's no coincidence that there are a few pizzas in this PSA because it's brought to you by Pizza Hut. You got to see it, but we'll play you some of the audio from it now, Richie, yeah?
Selfies are beautiful. Who hasn't been thrilled by the self-photographer? Right. Those fabulous NARS artists who allow us to bask in the brightness of their shine. But these egotastic specimens of visual self-obsession are in danger. Danger caused by this. By moving the camera away from the central subject of the selfie, selfie sticks create the illusion that other objects, places, and even people exist. The curiosity generated by this new point of view leads our self-focused friends out into a much wider world, and that leads to disaster.
They used to be focused on just themselves, like how their hair was a bomb, or how adorbs their new shoes were. Just hashtag, hashtag, hashtag. Now they realize they can take pictures that capture so much more. And I hate that.
Given their propensity to compare, compete, and outdo each other, selfie sticks
oh my God,
in the
this
hands
is hysterical.
Of vainglorious Van Goghs.
All right.
I'm watching it. You've got to see it.
You got to see it. All right. So that's, go to the DougSteffens.com homepage. God. And the video of the day always comes up first. It's a big video box that you see as you click on. And just watch it and enjoy it.
The guy puts a selfie stick up and he gets struck by lightning.
His name is Benjamin Franklin. All right, other food news. Speaking of pizzas, Pizza Hut is going to test delivery in a way that sort of, when you think about Uber and how they work, didn't somebody else, because Domino's was thinking about this. Weren't they, Kenny, a couple of weeks ago we talked about somebody else doing the same thing, it seems to me. They want to use cars, but I don't understand because Uber, maybe it's just you call up and they'll be there with a pizza in 4 minutes. That's kind of what they're promising here. I don't know how they're going to do it. McDonald's.
Will they cook the pizza in the car?
That's kind of awesome.
McDonald's is testing this at 88 Mickey D's in Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn.
Oh, they're delivering.
Yeah.
McDonald's,
right.
Yes.
And the delivery test is with Postmates, which is a third-party delivery service that Starbucks recently said it was going to use. So now we got Starbucks, you got McDonald's, you got Pizza Hut, and I swear there was one other company that
these
we talked about.
These third-party delivery services for food are getting huge because they want everybody to download their app. The little sandwich store downstairs that we go to, Doug, they've got an app now, and I just go to the app, I order my food, and they bring it up in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
All right, so let's see. Panera, I think this is one of the finer mall food operations in the country. People agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
I think they have
I ate at one right by your house, Dougie. Remember when I went to try to come and find you and you weren't there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Become the first restaurant chain to publicly post a comprehensive list of all artificial additives.
Oh, that's good.
That it has removed or plans to remove by the end of next year from the food it serves. It's dubbed it the no-no list. Includes more than 150 ingredients. Let's see, sulfur dioxide is one of them, BHT, that sort of thing. They're removing it from all their foods. Beginning this week, Panera selling salads with clean salad dressings, all made without artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, and preservatives. So does that give people the... Would that move you to go to... go to Panera Bread?
I think so. For sure.
It would me. I like what they do. Greek salad
dressings.
If you
have a choice between clean salad dressings and junk, of course.
Yeah, of course you're going to do it. All right. A couple of items of interest from the Doug Steffens Good Day program, 28 after the hour.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Australian scientists are reporting that staple foods such as cassavas and sorghum, on which millions of people depend, are becoming much more toxic and are producing much smaller yields in a world with higher carbon dioxide levels and more drought. The findings underscore the need for climate change-resistant vegetables to feed rapidly growing human populations. Here's the rub. Both cassava and sorghum belong to a group of plants that produce chemicals called cyanogenic glycosides, which break down to release poisonous cyanide gas if the leaves are crushed or chewed. Little known is that some 10% of all plants and 60% of crop species also produce cyanogenic glycosides. So the ability of people and herbivores, such as cattle, to break down the cyanide depends largely on being able to eat enough sufficient protein. And as the world droughts increase, so does this issue more vigorously manifest.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, your favorite cruiser.
This year I went to a Street Glide, which I love. I don't know, it's a good bike. I mean, I love them.
I would love an Indian.
Today, American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, the battle of the sexes. In this corner,
14, I got my first Harley, 125 Hummer, what they call the Hummer Harley. I had a Goldwing for about a year, and what are you doing with the Goldwing? Then I went back to Harleys, and now every 2 years I trade for a new Harley. Ridden baggers all my life, and this year I went to a Street Glide. They ride good.
Sure, the wife has some thoughts.
I would love an Indian. I think there's something about the style and the look of those. You can spot them a mile away. Fabulous. If I bought a bike, that's what I'd buy.
Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.